ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So I will speak in English and Sriman Kakanaji will translate into Hindi. You have to say what I just said. Okay, as you like. So our host has requested me to speak on the gist of the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And so we begin. Please repeat. Trinadapi sunichena torareva sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama eva kevalam kalo nastyeva nastyeva gatiranyata. So Srila Prabhupada instructs us in his Bhaktivedanta purports that actually Bhagavad Gita is finished in 17 chapters. And the 18th chapter is a re-summarization of all the topics. In chapter 18, there are 78 verses. It's the largest section of the Bhagavad Gita. It's entitled Conclusion, the Perfection of Renunciation. In this topic of renunciation, there are two kinds as taught by Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Lord Chaitanya said there is suksha vairagya, which is called dry renunciation. And then there's yukta vairagya, feasible renunciation. Suksha, dry renunciation, is practiced by the impersonalists. There are two transcendental schools, personalists and impersonalists. Those of you who have studied Bhagavad Gita, you recall in chapter 12, Arjuna began the chapter by asking which is better, the impersonal path of worshiping you, Krishna, or the personal path? And Krishna's immediate response was, in my opinion, you should worship my personal form. So those who worship the personal form of Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, they are called bhaktas, devotees. And the impersonalist, as Krishna says in chapter 12, klesho adhikataras tesham. Their path is simply trouble, difficult, because they practice suksha by dry renunciation. Dry renunciation means they simply try to negate or stop the activities of the senses, which is virtually impossible. But that is their scheme. No sense activity. Indeed, Shankara Acharya, in his Mayavad Sampradaya. First of all, he says, if you're grihastha, you cannot practice spiritual life. Goodbye. First take sannyas, then we can begin to discuss. And then once you have taken sannyas, all you're supposed to do is meditate and consider constantly the aphorisms of the Vedanta Sutra. You can eat this much. No priti bhojan. In Shankara's school, you can have this much. So their whole process is dry renunciation. But the devotees, they practice yukta vairagya, feasible renunciation. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, most of them were grihasthas. So being a grihastha is not a disqualification. Obviously, being a brahmacharya sannyasi is advantageous. 50% advancement is already there because you don't have to deal with the material world. You don't have to deal with women. But this yukta vairagya path is so potent that even the grihastha, he can make as much advancement as the sannyasi. You don't believe me? I'm simply repeating the words of Narada Muni to Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir was a grihastha. In the seventh canto, Narada Muni instructs Yudhishthir. There's two chapters. Ideal grihastha life, and the other chapter, instructions for civilized human beings. It's towards the end of the seventh canto. So, Narada Muni says that if grihasthas repeatedly hear narrations about Krishna, Krishna Katha, if they constantly hear narrations, they can achieve the same things that sannyasis achieve. Brahma Gyan, spiritual knowledge. And the same concept, the same thing, is what Lord Brahma said to Krishna after Lord Brahma was bewildered when he tried to play a trick on Krishna. This week coming up is the appearance day of Lord Balaram. That pastime of Brahma stealing the boys and calves happened on Balaram Purnima. How do I know that? Because when the event took place, Balaram was home. He didn't go to the forest that day. He was home getting ready for his birthday party. So he didn't go with Krishna and the cowherd boys when Brahma stole the boys and the calves. So Brahma, he had, after Krishna showed him, you're trying to play a trick on me, I'll show you. And surely enough, Krishna did. So Brahma had to offer prayers. So one of his prayers, which is the foundation of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, he said, first of all, it doesn't matter your social position. Directly opposite of Shankaracharya. Brahma says, your social position doesn't matter. What you need to do is to begin to hear from devotees. What's a devotee? A devotee is somebody who Krishna is their life and soul. Simple. If there's a person who you know, their life and soul is Krishna, 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 you should hear from that person. The great Beatle, John Lennon, asked Prabhupada, there's so much talk about guru this guru. How do I know who's the real guru? Prabhupada, very clever, said, find that person most addicted to Krishna. Because at that time, John Lennon was addicted to two things, his wife and drugs. So Prabhupada used that word, addicted. Find that person most addicted to Krishna. That's guru. That's sadhu. He's always talking about Krishna, worshiping Krishna, working for Krishna. In this yukta vairagya process, everything can be done for Krishna. That's exactly what Krishna says in his Bhagavad Gita. Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yaj jahosi didasi yat, yat tapasyasya tongteya, tad kurushra manarpadam. Whatever you do, do it for me. You want to work, you want to eat, you want to sacrifice, you want to do austerities, whatever, do it for me, Krishna says. That's yukta vairagya. You like to sing? Sing for Krishna, not for some girl. You like to dance? Don't dance in the nonsense club. Dance in the kirtan. You like to eat? You can tell. Krishna says, eat my phala, my prasad, my mercy. Or cook for me. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya parayachati. Krishna says, I'll accept what you offer if you do it with love. As I've said 100,000 times, if I make something at home, it's all right. But that same thing, if my wife makes it, it's so delicious. Because she makes it with love. You all know, what's better, home cooked or restaurant? Of course, restaurant, you don't know who's cooking it. Somebody they imported from some other country, not even India. I know, I've seen the restaurants. The Indian restaurant, but who's doing the cooking in the back? You know where they're coming from, the ones that Trump wants to kick out. Okay. So we have a guest speaker, His Holiness Navayogendra Swami Maharaj Ki. So he will now take over. Let's give him a big...